جنوب أفريقيا. سيد الرئيس، نعرب عن تقديرنا لك ولأعضاء فريقك على الجهود للوصول إلى اتفاق حول برنامج العمل لدورتنا لهذا العام. تتوقف الترجمة الفورية عند هذا الحد. شكرا جزيلا.
Although our preference would have been to engage in substantive work of the CD, the importance of this agenda item warrants the need to remind everybody here today of our collective commitment to achieve a world free of nuclear weapons, and that all actions must work in tandem with this goal. South Africa therefore associates itself with the statement delivered by the distinguished delegation of Zimbabwe on behalf of the Group of 21. South Africa continues to advocate for a world that is safe and secure for all, without the threat posed by the possession, the use, and the proliferation of nuclear weapons. In spite of this, we all find ourselves in a situation where the major global security threat arises from the acrimonious relationship between nuclear weapon states, which endangers the lives of each and every one of us. The continued possession of nuclear weapons by a handful of states is one of the existential threats that humanity faces, a threat that is not only man-made, but exists because of the deliberate act of these states to continue to retain the ability to inflict catastrophic consequences on humanity under a false and misguided notion that it would deter aggression. While the international security environment adds challenges to our work in the Conference of Disarmament, it must be noted that major multilateral arms limitation and disarmament agreements such as the NPT and the CTBT have been negotiated by the Conference on Disarmament and its predecessors. Notably, many of these were adopted at the height of the Cold War, a true illustration of what becomes possible when member states of this conference work together in their collective interest. Mr. President, the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons remains the cornerstone for nuclear non-proliferation and disarmament. Accordingly, South Africa attaches great importance to the continued validity of the outcomes of the 1995, the 2000, and 2010 review conferences, as well as the extensive action plan aimed at accelerating the implementation of all NPT treaty provisions under all three treaty pillars. Regrettably, Article 6 of the NPT continues to be undermined by the weapon modernization programs, policy pronouncements on stockpile increases, and a continued reliance on nuclear weapons in security doctrines. An especially growing concern is the increase in the number of states that emphasize the value of nuclear deterrence and place greater reliance on nuclear weapons in their military and security doctrines. The approach of non-nuclear weapon states that call for disarmament while under extended nuclear deterrence guarantees needs to be assessed. It is of utmost importance for all states at all times to reject nuclear weapons to enable a world free of nuclear weapons. It is imperative also for nuclear weapon states to stabilize geopolitical relations by renewing trust between them, having forthright engagement, and committing to eliminate their nuclear arsenals in a time-bound, transparent, verifiable, and irreversible manner. Mr. President, the NPT is complemented by other international and regional instruments, including the TPNW and the CTBT. The Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons is a testimony of the consensus of the international community with regards to nuclear weapons, as it finally bans the only category of weapons of mass destruction not yet subject to a global prohibition, following the example of existing conventions to biological and chemical weapons. And it does so with a pronounced humanitarian approach. Additionally, the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty is also a crucial pillar in the maintenance of international peace and security. The failure to bring this treaty into force further weakens and destabilizes the nuclear non-proliferation and disarmament agenda. The lack of progress in the ratification of the CBT, especially by Annex 2 state, is of great concern. South Africa reiterates the urgent and strong call to all Annex 2 states to sign and ratify the CBT without further delay, paving the way for its entry into force. Additionally, it is equally important for a treaty banning the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons and other nuclear explosive devices to remain a priority for the international community. Such a treaty should serve both nuclear non-proliferation and nuclear disarmament objectives and would need to be both credible and feasible. A ban on the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons would reinforce the ideals enshrined in the NPT and complement the CTBT, as well as the TPNW. Mr. President, the above unfulfilled obligations, including the stalemate within the CD, constitute serious challenges to international disarmament, non-proliferation, and arms control efforts. It is perhaps the time to revisit and revitalize the disarmament machinery through the convening of a special session on disarmament. Finally, Mr. Chairperson, we once again stress that nuclear weapons are inhumane weapons, and it is inconceivable that their use under any circumstance could ever be consistent with international law, particularly international humanitarian law. Nuclear disarmament is not only a legal obligation, but also a moral and ethical imperative. I thank you.